Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me ask you a question here. What's the worst nickname that anyone's given you that you just hated?
Well, literally big anything. Like, if you're
Yourself Big Daddy.
Yeah, okay, but that's self-appointed. It's different. When oh, hey, Big Nick walking through here. Actually, no. Oh, my God. Flashback to high school. Because I can actually prove my theory that primetime is the nickname you want me to know about, not the nickname that you actually had. I was called Jersey Boy my first 2 years. No, Jersey Boy and Mullet Man, because I wore NFL jerseys all the time, and I did, in fact, have a mullet.
Yeah, I thought you did musicals.
Well, that's a pretty solid drop there by you. Yeah, so Mullet Man was the nickname that almost got me into fights the first 2 years of high school.
Mullet Man.
Not great. Because I had a mullet.
Okay.
I was more mad that it was just very basic.
You brought
it
on yourself.
You know, I also got rid of the mullet very, very early on.
Was it a good mullet?
It was not a good mullet. This looked normal. It was like, you know what it was? It was a poor man's Bernie Kosar mullet. All right, Bernie's was like a beautiful, looked permed. Mine looked like just a normal haircut up top, and then there was just, oh, where's that hair on the side?
You matter.
Yeah.
You matter.
What nickname? I guarantee you never had a bad nickname.
So when I was in college, like, I never had the great physique of what would be a typical cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, didn't have, I always had a little belly fat, and, you know, I called it baby fat.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the older guys at Ohio State, including Kenny Peterson, used to call me Al Bundy.
Did you hate
it? He was a football star, right?
He was, yeah.
But not in college, nor did he make it to the
man,
pros.
Man, you're Al Bundy body.
Oh.
I was like, eh.
See, I got Doughboy
and
a lot.
I'd go back and be like, Kenny, man, brush your teeth.
You know what? This is bringing back all these sort of really awful memories, because my mom was a nurse's assistant when I was growing up. And Dr. Konkak, yeah, bastard, I haven't forgot this one, used to call me Pugsley because he said I look like Pugsley Adam.
Oh, now you made me think of another one, too.
Every time, I'd be just walking into the office, he'd be like, hey, Pugsley's here. And I'm, oh, you son of a... He's the first adult I ever cursed at that wasn't my parents. Yeah, I was like in fifth or sixth grade, and I called him a bastard, and I walked with my chin in the air on that one. I called a doctor a bastard because he called me Pugsley. And I totally look like Pugsley. That's the bad thing.
So funny. When I was probably in like third grade, I was like 7 or 8 years old, I shaved my head. And I was a little chunky at the time. NBD. My uncle used to call me Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester and Pugsley on the show.
Huh? Yeah, well, it made me think of that.
Uncle Fester and Pugsley. New show name on Afternoon Drive. Well, okay.
Pugsley and Fester.
Pugsley and Fester. That sounds like the worst show.
No,
go ahead. Land the plane.
Fanimally.
It's actually Fanimally. Fanimally.
Yeah.
Just say it. You don't need to go phonetically. Fanimally.
Family.
Fanimally.
Fanimally.
You do it like Brian Kelly.
Family.
Family.
God, Brian Kelly. Listen, Mullet Man made me cringe. Brian Kelly makes me cringe more. Thank you, Primetime.
No problem. Keith, I also got Rain Man a few times, but.
Again, self-appointed? Because it doesn't count if you got it a few times by yourself. Like if you said, I'm making it rain, that does not count.
No, more like because of my able to recall facts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you there, Primetime. Jake Kaufman with you on the 2020s there. Keith, have you ever had a bad nickname or have you always been this swole?
No, I think the only nicknames I've really had is just people call me by my initials, or when I was younger, my cousins used to call me Carlos.
Why Carlos?
Well,
you grew up in Bucyrus.
Not at the table, Carlos.
It's twofold because my middle name's Charles, and I used to, like, when I said it when I was younger, he says Charlos.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, that has turned into a Carlos, and I was a Carlos Baerga fan.
Oh,
then he went overseas and started doing stuff, and yeah.
Yeah, well, that was different. That was a different Carlos Baerga. What is the worst nickname you've ever been given? I'm all here for it. I've told him myself. I was Pugsley. I was Mullet Man. I was Jersey Boy and Mullet Man at the same time. You can tell. I had a lot of success with women in high school. Yeah, it was great. That in no way held me back, nor did my physique or my general attitude. Give us your nickname horror stories. In the meantime, it isn't a horror story. There's one crutch. It isn't a horror story. At the very least, we now know what Deshaun Watson's going to be out. 11 games, $5 million. And I did want to play something that Deshaun Watson said. The idea that his first game back is going to be in Houston on December 4th. His first game as a member of the Cleveland Browns. Here's what he had to say about that when finding out about it earlier today.
Right now, that's, you know, down the road. Right now, I'm focusing on, you know, getting ready to practice against Philly and just focusing on being the best individual and getting myself back in shape and getting ready and prepared for that moment whenever it comes.
I think that's probably the only answer to that. But if you guys don't think this is actually what Deshaun Watson wanted, I don't know what to tell you. This idea, and I think Howard Eskin repeated this as well at 520, saying, well, maybe this is a little bit of the NFL making Deshaun Watson sitting it, having to play in front of Houston. He's going to be playing week 13 against one of the worst teams in the NFL. And
we think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're people that believe in Davis Mills.
Okay, I like Davis Mills. I will give you that. I like Davis Mills. I just don't think they have enough talent to be any good. And this is right around the time of the season where teams start to check out, teams that don't have a lot of hope.
Who's their coach again?
Lovie Smith.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Literally. The guy gets fired by Illinois, and Houston's like, do you want to come be our head coach?
Lovie Smith is like the dude in Office Space. Like, just he's just bad at his job and just keeps getting jobs after jobs after jobs. Promoted.
And
we talked about this, by the way, too, with Lovie Smith. He, with a beard, he looks like 20 or 30 years older.
Yeah.
Without a beard, he looks like he's like 50 years old. With a beard, 80.
It's so confusing. I would say the same thing about Stump Mitchell, the Browns running back coach, but I'm afraid of him, so I won't say it. But I actually think this sets up perfectly if you're Deshaun. The schedule is perfect. I mean, you're playing, here are the games you're going to play. Houston, Cincinnati, Baltimore, New Orleans, Washington, and Pittsburgh. Half of those games could be gimmies, considering you start with Houston. And the idea that he could go down there, a lot of people are, oh, well, what if he goes down there and has a bad game? What if Deshaun Watson goes out there week 13 and throws for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, and has a revenge game? I think I'd be way more afraid of a revenge game if I'm Houston than us worrying about him having a letdown game in Houston because of the emotions of the moment.
Right.
Excuse me.
Do you? It's okay. You got choked
up.
That?
You caught that?
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
I'll just ask you, how significant do you think it is the fact that he's starting his Browns career in Houston, the spot that he just forced his way out of?
Well, if anything, I'll say he'll be comfortable playing there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to get booed, but I mean, at least he's familiar with the locker room, you know, the field, like the environment. Like, that's something to be said, I guess.
Well, and it's,
I'm looking for silver linings here.
Well, I don't think you have to look for silver linings. I think it's a bad team. It's a pretty bad organization, although I think Nick Caserio, I actually think he's a good GM. But it's right now a team with not a lot of talent, with a quarterback we don't know is going to be able to succeed over 17 games in Davis Mills, with a guy we don't know that's going to be the head coach long-term considering the way they just treated David Culley, and it's going to be your first game back with some stakes there. I'll say this. I think when we talk about revenge games, I think the revenge game stakes are higher for Deshaun in Houston week 13 than they are week 1 for Baker Mayfield, because it's not going to be here. I think if you put Baker Mayfield in Cleveland week 1 with the Panthers, I think I might feel a little differently. You're not. He's going to be in his new home. The revenge factor is still there, but it's not like you're playing in front of the old fans.
Right.
216-578-0092. What do you make of the revenge factor of Deshaun Watson's first game there? I'll just say it. I'm kind of okay that the first game back for Deshaun Watson's going to be in Houston. Is it going to be a circus? Yeah. Any game where Deshaun Watson got back on the field this year, it was going to be a circus. Any environment he was walking into, the criticism is going to be the same no matter what. So now I think you've got a guy who's already going to be motivated after all of the criticism. I think he's going to be even more motivated to shut the people in Houston up as well. Turk, all right, you can't spell that out, but we'll give you a chance to get your sports take out real quick, buddy.
All right, sorry about that.
No worries, buddy.
I think this is setting up really kind of nicely for the Browns this year and Deshaun Watson. I think, and I don't want a toot-toot, by the way. I'm not on the Jimmy G train.
He said toot-toot. No, he said toot-toot. All I heard was toot-toot, Turk.
Okay. Listen, there's a complicated situation because you bring Jimmy G in and he's not ready till week three or four. Brissett is probably going to go 4-0 if Stefanski can rally around this guy and design a scheme suited to him. I could see them winning the first four games. Now, I think that Brissett's going to probably go win three out of the next seven, right? So that puts us somewhere in the 6-5, 7-4 range. Then Watson comes in. It's set up perfectly for him. He knows that personnel. He might not know the defensive scheme that they're going to be running out there, but he knows the tendencies of that defense. He practiced against them for a long time. Most of those guys are still there. So I think he's going to come out. Of all the games that he could come back and shake the rust off, I think that's the ideal game for him, right? And I think that shakes out to us maybe going 11-6 and possibly getting a wild card. I think the X factor here is that all the film on the Browns through 11 weeks of the season, they're going to have the other teams are going to have to throw that out, and they're going to be looking at something that they're not prepared for on defense for the rest of the season, right? Guess you guys agree with that?
So, yeah, I think that is an advantage. I also think that's a challenge. You're going to have to play one way for 11 weeks. You're going to have to play perfect football. Don't turn the ball over. You have to run a hell of a lot more. And let's just be honest, that's not the best way to play with Deshaun Watson. Like, you are going to have to change your offense early December. I think you'll probably make that trade-off if you're the Browns because it's a good problem to have, but it is still going to be a challenge. Let's just say that way. So Deshaun Watson, he gets 11 games. His first game back will be Houston. Is that a best-case scenario or closer to a worst-case scenario for the Browns? We asked the boss, Andy Roth, in the break because he came in as he's heading out for the day.
He has 11 points.
We asked if he had a nickname, and he said El Jefe. And that's Spanish for the boss, right? All right, which is you would feel like that's a boss nickname, right?
Yeah.
Then he told the story of he was apparently trying to lead his friends to a party in college, and somebody called him El Jefe, and they thought it was a fat joke. And he turned around like he was going to punch him. And I don't know how physically fit Andy Roth was in college. I don't know if he was into MMA or something like that. All I can tell you is Andy Roth now balling a fist looked to be the least intimidating thing I've ever seen in my life.
Not great.
All due respect. And Spano brought up a really good point. Bring this up to Eric because I don't want to take your idea.
All right, wait, no, you can say it. Go ahead.
All right, you basically said, what's more intimidating? Andy Roth balling his fist or a four-year-old girl balling his fist?
But then I said, I think the four-year-old girl might be a little more intimidating.
I have 2 8-year-olds. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
I would cross physically. I would provoke Andy Roth into a fight before I challenged one of my 8-year-olds. Yes, 100%. Dusty.
Yeah. I mean, like my son and daughter, they're pretty aggressive. Although Andy's still. I've seen Andy play tennis though. Mm-hmm. Like he's very deceiving.
Yeah, but I've also seen him run. So I've seen him run, and I've seen him ball a fist, and I don't know. And now if Keith balls a fist at me, I might think, like, that dude's swole as hell. He might be able to hit me hard enough that knocks something into my head.
He might.
Spano, I think, is scrappy as hell. He's got a rage problem, all right? Never, like, Dave Spano's rage puts him into a different category for me. Even you, Dusty, Because you were, and I say that in a nice way, by the way. That's
okay.
Not me.
What does that mean?
Yeah, because personality wise,
even
you're a peach. You're a sweetheart.
Aww.
Right? I've very rarely, I've seen you angry a few times, but I've never, like, it takes a lot.
It takes a lot. And if I get angry, like, you know, like, okay, back down for a second because it's a little scary.
Beware the wrath of a patient man.
So, right. But if you balled a fist, I'd be like, all right, man, maybe I got to rethink this idea. If Andy Roth balled a fist at me, I might just keep going. I might just follow it through the rabbit hole and see what happens. I don't, respectfully, he's the boss. I owe my career to him, quite literally. I don't think I'm afraid.
Nothing to be afraid of.
I don't say nothing, right? Like, people are like, don't be afraid of a garter snake. It can still bite.
It can.
I just don't think the bite is that bad. I don't think you'll just be like, oh man, I got bit by a garter snake. I got punched in the face by Andy Roth. So we continue on. El Jefe was the bad nickname for Andy Roth in college. We'll continue to take your bad high school, college, whatever nicknames you have that you absolutely hate. Please tell them yourself. But it's got to be good for air. And you can't spell it. If it's not good for air, you can't spell it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, as we found out with Turk in Houston. We were talking about the Week 13 matchup, the first game back for Deshaun Watson, Dustin, and somebody on Twitter brought up what I think is a valid point. Craig and Austin saying that Deshaun Watson's going to be so rusty, we should temper expectations. If Deshaun Watson's old team, if this was Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco, so is Deshaun in San Fran, I think I would temper expectations. That's a great team. That is a great team. That is a great defense. I would temper expectations. I think this is equal parts. I think Deshaun is going to be eager to play in the town that he just had all this hubbub in. And this is equal parts. I don't think the Texans are going to be any good. And some of this is, you mentioned Davis Mills. Davis Mills can play. The reality is they don't have a lot of talent beyond him.
That's correct.
In a loaded AFC. So should we expect Deshaun Watson to be rusty week 13?
Yes, a little bit.
But what is rust? So when we say rusty,
because no, I mean, rusty against Jacksonville last Friday.
That's five throws. Was that rusty or were they just not five good plays? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think, because rusty, when we say rusty, so does that mean we expect him to be bad? Or does that mean, should we expect him to be bad for the first half of the game, for the first quarter? Like, if we expect him to be rusty, is that just, should we expect him to be rusty the final six games of the year? Is it just the first quarter? Like, I don't know. Because I don't think we have a lot of instances of a starting quarterback, of a franchise quarterback at 26 years old having to come back for the first time in 28, 27 regular season games.
What would you consider rusty?
Rusty to me is he's ineffective most of the game. It's tough for me to see that given who Deshaun has been and who I think the Texans are.
Okay.
216-578-0092. Should we expect Deshaun Watson in the game against Houston to be rusty? Let's go with Rel. Rel, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Rel.
Yeah, no nickname, man. No nickname. Sorry about that.
No nicknames ever, Rel? What, is Rel a nickname?
That's the nickname, but I mean, it's not some goofy, wild college, pranky type of nickname. It's just take my name, Jarrell, and split it in half. You know what I mean? They call me Rel. So, yeah, that's it.
Man, you got off easy.
Yeah, right. But listen, of course he would be rusty. I mean, he showed the other night he was rusty. He had some rust on him. I wouldn't care if he played the Houston Texans or the Houston Oilers. I'm just so glad that this thing is finally coming to a conclusion to where we can now get this guy back on the field and see if we can put this organization on the right path to becoming a winning organization. That's the thing that I'm mostly intrigued about and can't wait for. But I need to talk to y'all, man, because I've been listening for a while, and y'all let the cat from Philly come on here and just chew us out like – y'all the gatekeepers, bro. Y'all can't let an outsider come on here and do us like that.
What did he say about the Browns organization that was wrong?
But listen. Here's the thing, right?
What did he say about the Browns or Deshaun that was wrong?
He goes into, well, he talked about the NFL, obviously. And then, He even said that the Eagles were even looking toward getting Deshaun, and he actually wanted Deshaun. And then he just goes into this tirade. He insulted the organization. He insulted the fans, if you ask me, because I was insulted because I'm a fan. I'm a real fan, and I felt insulted. So, I mean, you guys got to be the gatekeepers. Like, I don't mind listening to y'all, you know, have something to say, because I feel like y'all kind of earned the right to have, you know, whatever kind of opinions y'all need. But outsiders, man. And then he goes on to compare Deshaun to Michael Vick. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad Michael Vick was able to come back and redeem himself. But let's not forget, fellas, and for the listening impaired, mentally listening impaired, Deshaun Watson stood in front of two grand juries, physical grand juries, right? They said there was smoke there, but there wasn't fire. Michael Vick was indicted, convicted, and went to prison. These totally different situations. Not just the fact that there are women and then Michael Vick had the dog situation, but they're just two totally different situations. Michael Vick was convicted of a crime. And yes, Deshaun Watson put himself in this situation. I'll be the first to say it, right? He was dead wrong for going to social media looking for massages that he probably, you know, and I'm just my opinion, probably was looking for a happy ending, right? We all think that. But we still say, or they still say, that he committed no crime. And it's like every time I listen to the media, he's committed a crime. He's committed a crime.
Raul, real quick, buddy. I agree that I think that there's a lot of people just assuming that Deshaun is guilty. I agree, and I think you make a fair point that he was not charged with an actual crime. He's only going through civil lawsuits. That doesn't mean he's innocent. And I understand the point about if you as a fan felt attacked by Howard Eskin, I don't know about you, Dustin. There was nothing that Howard, I never heard anything. I mean, he kind of called the fans out for cheering Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Outside of that, his aim was at the Cleveland Browns organization and Deshaun Watson. And we even said it on air. Most of the time, if a guest comes on and if he talks crap about Cleveland, we're going to go back at him. Most of the time, honestly, even with the Browns or the guards or the Cavs, if we don't think it's warranted, we'll go back at him. I don't really have a problem with anything he said about the Browns organization or Deshaun, other than it definitely seemed like he thinks Deshaun is 100% guilty. But even then, like if you're a tried and true Browns fan, can you defend the organization today? Can you defend?
Hey, it's tough to.
Can you defend Deshaun Watson today? No. Can you defend the acquisition of Deshaun Watson? No. The only defense of Deshaun Watson and the acquisition of Deshaun Watson is him going out there and keeping himself clean off the field. No more allegations. No more any of that. And going and winning games.
Period.
And we're not there yet. We're not going to be there until Houston week 13. So I get it. I understand the frustration. Today was not the day that if Howard Eskin had said something about this city, you and I would have gone after him.
100%.
If he had gone deeper on the fans, I'm sure we would have gone after him. But him taking a shot at the Browns organization and Deshaun Watson, he's just the latest in line of people who are doing it. Christopher sending in. He slid into my DMs, at Nick Wilson Says.
Look at that.
On the gram, if you want to follow there, saying his nickname was Smeagol from Game of...
Smeagol?
Wait. What's the one from Game of Thrones? I'm saying it wrong. Smeagol, or is he confusing it?
No, it's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. Okay. So it does say Game of Thrones. I'm not making
it up.
It
is Lord of the Rings.
But that's a tough one. Yeah, one of my
precious. That one, right?
That sounded
right?
Like Robert Smeagol.
Doing Smeagol.
Doing Smeagol.
Which is
Robert. Yes, my precious. for me to poop on. So I actually had one of my good friends in college, her name was Noelle Schmiesing, and I'm actually messing up her name, and glad she's not listening because she lives in Houston now. However, her cousin came along, and he was a little nerdy, and he was like, "I want you guys to call me Schmeagol," and I was like,
"He asked you to call him that?"
Yeah, and I was like, "No, bro, we're not doing this." He's like,
"That's a no for me, dog.
It'll be fun," and I'll be like, "For who?" He's like, it's like I'm in on the joke. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not making a joke. So what joke are we talking about here? So, yeah, that's the other thing I didn't like about the Jake Kaufman thing, calling himself Primetime. I don't like when people self-appoint nicknames. And it happens all the times in sports. It actually happened with Deion Sanders. Like, he's the one that came up with Primetime. I think it is extra chotch. Extra chotch.
Extra chotch?
Yes, like... It's like when you go to Chick-fil-A and you're like, not only do I want Chick-fil-A sauce on the sandwich, I want an extra side of Chick-fil-A sauce on the side. It is extra chotch if you self-appoint a good nickname. Craig on Twitter saying, bad nicknames, milk and donuts due to red hair and peach fuzz face. Good God.
That's tough.
I mean, is our, like, are our ginger friends, do they not have a tough enough life? Why do we have to make life tougher for our ginger friends, except for ginger quarterbacks? Them, I'm okay with having my criticisms of. Real quick here, the question that we got into, should we expect Deshaun Watson to be rusty week 13 against Houston? I'm going to need more selling on this. I'm going to need more selling. Maybe I'm just not giving enough credit to the idea that he's been out for so long. Actually, he even said something today of like, well, I got to make sure I stay in shape or get back in shape or whatever he said. But like, I mean, the suspension starts August 30th. He's back in the facility October 10th. He can resume practicing almost a month out from his return on the field. It might take him a moment to like get back into like the rhythm of things. I don't know. How long does that take? You gotta turn on your microphone, buddy.
Well, I'm not a pro.
Okay.
It's gonna take a couple weeks. But the good news is he's back in the building October 10th.
I did just say that.
I know, but I'm looking at the thing. I mean,
we're both pointing at it.
I'm pointing at it and looking at it. I'm looking at the schedule. I'm looking at all
of it. It's really too bad that this is an audio
no one can
medium.
See this. Yeah. No one can see this.
This is very important presentation skills. We're both pointing at the whiteboard that nobody can see. Are you expecting Deshaun Watson to be rusty week 13 against Houston in his Browns debut? More to come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.